since this story has gone more public, it's generated a fair amount of buzz, particularly in pro-gun circles, and AP reporters in the state have been the subject of multiple threats against them, some of these largely anonymous threats against their families. Some of them post photos of particular reporters' homes. What are your thoughts about that?
Well, obviously, that's just darn right wrong. And it's the unfortunate thing, I think, about the internet, and particularly the anonymity out there where people can say and do those things, some of which needs to be taken very seriously. And it came to our attention from the media reporters who mentioned that to our office, that there had been some threats, particularly on internet blogs. That is just something that shouldn't happen. I don't condone it. I, in fact, am against it in the strongest possible words. And, in fact, if anyone feels threatened, we have recommended, and I think some have already done this, but they have contacted law enforcement. We went to great lengths to, at the initial part of releasing our decision, not to mention who it was that was asking, and not to identify any particular people. It was media who made those Freedom of Information Act requests of our office to get that information, of which they are entitled to. It was media that unfortunately broadcast the particular news agencies and the names of individuals who had made these requests for the concealed weapon permit information. We didn't do it. We wouldn't have done it. Unfortunately, others did.
Either active or former members of the press corps, many of them say they have not experienced an elected official speak so publicly about the denial itself of a public information request, and making that denial itself a story. So with every amount of due...
Can I stop you there? We didn't make it a story. There were some folks that felt like I could do that, that, you know, this being a Republican attorney general in a... what some would consider a red state, or at least a purple state, or at least a state that has a long-standing culture and heritage of gun ownership, hunting, sports use of guns, concealed carry, all of those things. That there was a discussion, and it was my call to say that we were going to reply to the request, that we weren't going to do a press conference or a press release. Information gets out, however it gets out, that's when the media started making inquiries and doing stories. The first media inquiry we got was from a TV station who wanted to do an interview, and it went on and on. So all of the media attention on this issue has come from the media. I think that's important to know, because some reporters have blogged that I have initiated these things, and my office has initiated them. But it's been the media who's run with this, and that's what the media does. The media asks for information. They did so on who it was that requested the concealed weapon permit information, and then they wrote their stories.
So did you or anyone in your office reach out to any media organizations regarding this particular story before it was broken by the press?
In my office, no one did. We had talked, not we, but people that in my circle of influence had talked to some confidentially and with embargo, I guess, which is a word that you use in the media journalist areas, about the possibility of having some media contact. And then when I found out about that, I put the stops to it and said, no, we are not going to do that. We're just going to respond to the request and leave it at that.
the request, the memo regarding the denial was sent to all county attorneys and county sheriffs in the state, yeah? Is that a common practice to broadly disseminate it on that scope?
Yes, the Attorney General by statute has supervisory authority over county attorneys. And so we work with county attorneys day in and day out. That's one of the things that the Department of Justice does. The same with law enforcement. We work with law enforcement, whether it be county sheriffs or whomever. In Montana, a concealed weapon permit is applied for at the county level with the county sheriff. They are local repositories of this kind of information. And so I felt it was important that the county attorneys and the county sheriffs know what my opinion is when it comes to this kind of a broad request for concealed weapon permit information, that's particularly in a situation where there's no reason or justification given by the requester for the information. So that's a part of my duties, is to inform law enforcement, particularly county sheriffs and county attorneys, about the law and about the opinions and decisions made in this office.
You say especially when no reason is given by the requester for why that information would be used. Many would say that there should not be a reason needed, that when one is requesting public information, information that has been considered public in the past, and this particular information by several attorneys general before yourself considered public information, that no reason should be needed. It's public information. They can do with it what they will.
Well, when it comes to concealed weapon permit information, I would disagree. The Constitution of the state of Montana requires that the right to know, the public right to know, be balanced with the right to privacy of an individual when a request like this is made. And in fact, the statutory provision on the right to privacy says that the individual right to privacy shall not be infringed without a compelling state interest. You can't weigh that compelling state interest if no interest is given.
This story, what sort of a chilling effect could this have on future investigative reporting efforts in the state if journalists begin to have the sense that even their requests themselves could be disseminated on through the blogosphere?
Well, I guess first and foremost, I'm not aware of any law, rule, statute, or otherwise that says that correspondence from the media with the Department of Justice is private in general. So I would expect that the media knows that any time they make inquiries, other media individuals could ask for that information, which is what happened here. Whether or not there's a chilling effect, I guess the media, the journalistic profession, needs to contemplate when they ask for information whether, in fact, they are creating a chilling effect in their own profession.
Okay. And moving forward with your administration, what can the public expect regarding the providing of public information from your office?
We will weigh every request for information on its own merits, as I believe, I suspect, other attorney general in the past have done. We'll take them on their merits, if they have any merits. We'll look at the facts. We'll look at the current state of the law. We'll look at public policy, all those factors that would weigh in on any particular request, and we'll make each decision on a case-by-case basis.
The idea that other attorneys general before yourself, several before yourself, had provided this very same docket of information to reporters in the past.
Well, let me stop you there, Dan. Actually, that's not true. The request that we had from the Associated Press was for all permit information for every concealed weapon permit holder without limitation. I'm not aware of this office in the past ever having received a request that broad, particularly one that didn't come with any kind of justification.
So what is your knowledge of the requests that had been made in the past then?
I know that there have been requests. I know that some of the information had been denied in the past. Others have not. I think that, as I understand it, some of those requests came with particular justifications or reasons, work that someone was doing. It wasn't a broad, open-ended, all-inclusive request, and that's about all I know at this point.
Attorney General Tim Fox, thank you for your time.
Thanks, Dan.